This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 160 of bookcareers.com live. This week we are going to discuss coaching and goal setting. It's been a busy week in the book careers offices as we are currently coaching a number of clients. Confidentiality prevents me from discussing specifics, but our clients are across academic and trade publishing, freelancers as well as employees, and in a variety of roles from director level downwards and working across departments such as editorial, marketing, production and design. It's never easy talking about clients because our industry is quite small and people can be easily identified with only a few clues. But be assured, we never lie or mislead about our clients. And I think the fact we are approaching our 23rd year of business says we must be good at something. If you've been following for a while, you know I'm not a fan of New Year, New You programs, as they always put so much pressure on individuals at probably the worst time of the year. January always feels like it lasts far more than 31 days, and it's so depressing in itself. And if you're struggling mentally, there will be a list of support links on the blog that accompanies this episode on where to get help. You can get help from lots of places, including the Samaritans, and it's okay not to be okay. Yes, starting a new habit or regime on the first of anything, particularly the first day of the year, can be a very powerful motivator. However, I believe you can start anything at any given moment in time. It's just like being a Windows computer and rebooting yourself. Just press the restart button. And often, when we are making plans, we pause and we say, we'll do it from the first of the month, or from a Monday, or tomorrow, or the next time this happens. Yes, you can make your own rules, but there is nothing whatsoever to stop you starting now, this minute, whilst you are motivated, and use that motivation to power you on. Here are some key points to help you coach yourself to reach some goals. Grab yourself a notepad, a pen, a non-alcoholic drink, preferably decaffeinated, and go through some of the following points. Number one is, what is your ultimate aim? Do you have a work target to attain? For example, to increase the number of titles published, or to stop titles missing their critical path deadline, or to increase sales, or maybe it is to be more organized or find a new job. Be specific. Quantify everything, but at all times keep it realistic. So, how many new titles do you need to commission? How many titles are currently missing deadlines, and by how many days? And perhaps look at why. What sort of new job do you want? Where do you want to be working, and what do you want to be doing? What part of your job do you want to organise, or what part of the business do you want to organise? Point number two is, what do you think you will feel like when you have achieved this goal? Visualisation is a big part of goal setting. Visualising what you will feel like when you reach your goal, your target, your desired outcome can often help motivate you along the way. You know, so many people talk about success or being successful, but what does being successful look like and feel like to you? What is at the end of the commissioning target? Is it that you get to keep your job? Is it a bonus, a promotion? Or if there is no company reward, how will you reward yourself? And think about this in detail. Will you be happy? What will you be doing? You know, if appearance is important to you, what will you be wearing? If your goal is a new job, how much will you be earning? What things will you have more time for once you've achieved this goal? You know, are you planning to book your dream holiday at the end of this goal? Number three, now plan out a schedule of how long it will take for you to reach your goal, but again, keep it realistic and achievable. For example, how many books do you need to commission and how long does each commissioning process take? If your plan is to increase sales, where is that increase coming from? What markets or customers will you target? And where will the increase come from in relation to each customer? How much time do you need to put aside for you to get organised? If you're looking for a job, how many jobs will you need to apply to for every day? If you set a personal goal, like getting fit, how many times will you have to go to the gym to reach your goal? So your answers could be, and I'm really generalising on some points here, make every Tuesday a commissioning day where you spend time reaching out to new authors and projects. Or on the last Friday of the month, create a customer-specific backlist promotion in order to increase sales. Or spend an afternoon to sort out your desk and allocate an hour every Friday afternoon. Now, apply for 10 jobs every weekday or go to the gym 3 times a week for 4 weeks. Then comes the tricky point, number 4. How are you going to make sure that you maintain this and that nothing else distracts you from your goal? For example, by blocking out the afternoon or a day in your diary. Now, I do get comments from clients that they have other tasks to do or other priorities, or they're always on call or meant to be hovering in their email all the time. However, you need to take responsibility for this and book an appointment with yourself, which no one else can move. When clients have tried this or asked for this, it is usually met with a positive response. So do discuss this with your line manager if you need to. But sometimes it could be as simple as creating an appointment in the diary that says self-staff meeting, or inventing a keyword meeting that only you or your boss know. Some other ideas to help you achieve your goals could be by rescheduling a meeting, or by getting up 30 minutes earlier, or if you've got children and you're remote working, by arranging childcare for a specific time. Number 4A, or really number 5, because but it's a continuation of number 4, is to ensure you know precisely what time you are going to do this. What day of the week are you going to do this? What days have you planned to take these actions? And to ensure, yes, you know, you may have asked permission and you may have booked, you know, agreed that time in your diary, but have you marked that time out clearly so that nothing else gets booked in and nothing else gets moved? For example, one company I worked for, we always used to have a monthly sales conference every Friday. So it was pointless me putting in some things that were goal setting on a Friday, because every fourth week that goal setting day would be lost. So do ensure that you're planning things correctly and involve other people who need to know your plans. Then number 6 is to read back what you have written and committed yourself to. It could read something like this. I am going to commission 10 new titles this season by spending every Tuesday reaching out to at least 3 new authors. Or I have committed to be organised by taking 2 hours out of my day to day and then 30 minutes every Friday to plan the next week. Or if it's a personal goal, I have committed to go to the gym 3 times a week for the next 6 weeks and I've scheduled the visits in my diary. Or I have committed to get up 1 hour earlier for 5 days a week and will aim to apply for 5 jobs a day. Now, if at first you don't reach your goal, then change the boundaries and time frame so it fits into your life. None of this should feel like a punishment. And goal setting doesn't work for everyone, but it should feel an enjoyable and fulfilling process. And remember, no matter what day of the year you are listening to this, today is the first day of the rest of your life. So make it count and do let me know how you get on. Now, in this episode, I may have really simplified some goal setting processes here. And the goal setting systems and theories we use at Book Careers vary from client to client. They work to how you work or how your employer works, in the same way that our careers programs are modified for each client. But if you are struggling in meeting any work or career goals, then do book into our careers clinic for a quick chat. You can find the link on the bookcareers.com website or email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.